And we've got stuffy weather going on this week and thunderstorms this week. Not today. But let's bring in the man who brings lightning and thunder to every morning with our forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. Well, this is your kind of weather. So, folks, if you don't like it, just, you know, just blame Marshall. He likes this weather.
You're right. I do. I hate to say it, but I do.
Yeah, he likes this weather. So today will be sunny, but not as humid as yesterday. So that's one consolation, 85 to 90. Then clear tonight, but it gets more humid overnight in the mid-60s, and that leads to hazy sunshine, hot and humid weather on Thursday. In the mid-90s, locally near 100. So it's going to be a rough one tomorrow. Friday, humid, showers or thunderstorms popping up, 85 to 90. Hazy, humid, showers or thunderstorms popping up Saturday, 85 to 90. And easily 90 or low 90s on Sunday with one or two storms popping up. So you're going to have to plan your outdoor activities around the possibility of some thunderstorm activity over the weekend.
And like you said, these are going to pop up. It's not going to be a continuous front or stuff like that. All of a sudden, you'll be there, and all of a sudden, boom, clouds and thunderstorm, and then light.
Right. Isn't that great?
Yeah, well, what can you do at this time of year? It's summertime.
Right.
This is what happens. You know,
and it's August.
I'll never understand people who plan summertime weddings.
Right. Especially outdoors, right.
You know, my last wedding planned in early October, October 3rd, like 700 years ago, at the Interlaken. And we had everything planned to be outside, except for the actual dinner, okay? Everything. Flowers set up and everything. Do you know what the temperature was on October 3rd that year in the morning?
Afraid to ask.
3 degrees.
3 degrees?
It was the coldest. It was the coldest ever. They had to take all the flowers inside the night before so they didn't die and set up everything inside.
Wow.
Should have told me something, Patty. Should have told me something.
I wasn't there with you today.
No, back then. It was like 3 degrees.
Oh, more. I see what you mean. You said it should have told you something. And then you said, I should have.
No.
It should have told you something that the cold wedding day meant that it was going to be a cold relationship.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But so anyway. Are you telling me you probably didn't have to go through that whole thing?
Oh, no, we went through everything.
No, I mean, had you known, you would have canceled it.
I think it was a little too late to cancel.
Really?
I've got a very foggy memory, but my memory on the temperature is not foggy. It was downright cold.
Wow.
Bitter
cold.
3 degrees
in the morning, so it probably didn't get too much higher than the 20s.
That's exactly right. So.
Wow.
But it didn't much matter because by noontime, 1 o'clock, I was 3 sheets to the wind anyway.
Gotcha. Yeah. Let's see. And you said that was in October.
Yeah, it was October. Now, I want to say 3 degrees. It might have been 5 or 6 degrees, but it was single digits early in the morning.
Do you remember what year that was?
Pat, it's completely erased from my mind. It had to be in the early 90s.
No. Oh, you said early. No, I mean the day. Was it October 4th, 5th?
I forget now. It was a single digit. It was a single digit October day.
It was a single digit. Let's see, because I'm looking at the actual record lows. 30. So you said it was in the single digits. I'm looking to see if we had a single digit temperature. I see 17 on the 18th of August.
This was October.
The coldest I see for a record low as the 17th on the 18th of October, and I don't think it was 1978, was it?
I forget what. No, it couldn't
have been 1978.
No, it wasn't. It was in like It was like in the 87, 88, 89, 90 period. Is when it was.
Well, I mean, c'est la vie, right? We're not going to worry about it because there's nothing like that coming our way. We would be happy if I could just turn around and tell you that it's only going to be in the 70s, you know, this weekend. And that is not the case. So it is going to be all right. I mean, I don't know if I'm even going to the lake. How about that?
Holy smokes.
No, you know, it's, first of all, last weekend the lake was warm. Very, very warm. I'm assuming with all of this heat this week, the lake is going to be as warm, if not warmer. So that's one thing. And number two, you know, without AC, it's hard to breathe, even up at the lake. I mean, it gets real, real stifling. So I'll just have to worry now. It doesn't look like that. Like I'll be going. So I'm glad I started on the movie set early this year, because the way things are going, I'll never have time to finish it.
Now, have you heard any more on the construction?
No, have not heard a word. A word. Isn't that nice?
Wow.
Yeah. And meanwhile, I mean, when I was driving around last weekend, I was looking at some of these cabins. They are not cabins, Marshall. I should take pictures and show you. These are houses that have gone up, and they haven't had a problem. But me, I want to bump out just 8 feet, and there's a problem. And get this, my lovely next door neighbor came over on Sunday.
Yeah.
Around 12 noon, I was outside. She said, "I heard you're extending your cabin." And I said, "Yeah, yeah." She goes, "You know, it's going to be very close to mine." I said, "Well, not really, Lois." She goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "First of all, you built your cabin to the property line, and then you put up a rock wall with your propane tanks and flowers that's on my property." And she didn't know what to say. She goes, "Well, it's still going to be close." I said, we've already been approved by the association, so it's not close enough." She goes, "I don't understand why you didn't do it on the other side." I said, "Because we can't do it on the other side, and we wanted to do it on this side." She goes, "Oh," and she walks away.
Well, there you go. There's people.
I wanted to say to her, "Lois, don't start trouble, because you could open up Pandora's box here, because you have a septic tank that is illegal that you put under the ground 3 years ago. Didn't get permits or anything for it. So if I were you, I would just keep quiet." So that is a story there. I can't believe I didn't tell you that yesterday.
And just to let you know, on Rotten Tomatoes,
yeah,
people agree with you and I about Jurassic Park
World.
Only 30% approval rating.
Really?
Only 30%.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that's, I think it made some good money, though, didn't it?
Yeah, of course it's going to make good money. Absolutely, you know.
Yeah, because people wanted to see it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, they did their reviews. I know I spoke to a 16-year-old girl in Delaware who had seen it. And I said, "What did you think?" And she loves dinosaurs. She goes, "Very disappointing." And I said, "Oh, boy. That's not good."
Well, you know, hey, you can't hit a grand slam every time you come to the plate.
You sure can.
You can't. You just can't do it.
You sure can. And you know, it's been a while since we've seen a dinosaur movie, so you would think that they would come up with some different ideas, but they just didn't.
Well, you know, what's interesting, I was watching the Marvel presentation of what they've got planned over the next 3 years.
Right.
They've got some incredible movies coming out. Incredible. Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is going to be coming out in about a year and a half. Rwanda one, they've just got, I'm going to be a happy person over the next 3 years.
Okay.
But there's no Godzilla movies I see anywhere planned for the next three years.
No, huh?
Godzilla's on vacation.
Maybe it's time for another Frankenstein movie. What do you think?
I think it's too hard to update. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's set in that gothic setting.
Right.
So it's hard to do. You know, I think zombie movies take the place of Frankenstein. I think, you know.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And I'm not a big fan of zombie movies. I'm just not.
Neither am I.
I like the original Night of the Living Dead, because that was the one that started them all. But you know, you see one person eat another person, it's the same thing over and over.
I have to agree with you.
All right. Well, Pat, strap in for the week.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, and we'll talk about the whole thing again tomorrow.
All right. Pat, have a good day.
You too. Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.